And now it's time for the Cannabis Report here on KGNU Community Radio. As always, I'm joined by our cannabis correspondent, Leland Rucker. Leland is the senior editor at thenewsstation.com and brings us news from the world of cannabis on the first and third Thursday of every month. Leland, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Good to be here.
Okay, what do you have for us?
Well, you know, we talked a couple of weeks ago about some changes in the marijuana laws that are coming up that are starting January 1. And I found out that there's a couple of them that will happen at the beginning of 2023, so a year and a month from now. And this regards a four-page warning about potential health effects and criminal penalties that are going to happen by the beginning of 2023. And the pamphlet was made public last week, but the MED hasn't revealed how the pamphlet will be released. Will it be available on request, or will it be handed out with every sale? This is a four-page warning about cannabis use. The pamphlet will include a suggested serving size for marijuana concentrates, and that's a small dot on packaging that is slightly smaller than a half grain of rice. Possibly helpful, I don't know. Information about the differences between vaporizing and smoking THC, the short and long-term risks of consuming high-potency THC products, concentrates, and the penalties for selling legal marijuana products on the black market will also have to be printed on this pamphlet. And I looked on the Westward site, and I saw some comments from readers. First question, where are the four-page warnings about liquor? Where are the four-page warnings about cigarettes? Another one, talk about a waste of paper within such an already wasteful industry. I work in it, and we're one of the biggest sources of waste in the state. I agree with that. Another one, so let me get this straight. Cigarettes have a four-line warning about detriments to your health on the pack, but weed needs four pages. You can die from a bottle of alcohol. The only way you can die from weed is if you get hit by a pound coming in at you at 100 miles an hour. And finally, this one, which I thought was really interesting, a QR code on the pack to access it with your phone, a web address, and also print a statement on the package or insert that the info is also available if requested in person. There, problem solved.
With QR codes being as accessible as they are now, it seems like that's actually a really good idea.
Who knows? We'll see. We'll keep you up on that one.
And it looks like the city of Denver is now accepting applications for marijuana hospitality business licenses. This has been talked about for a while. Wow. Give us that update.
You know, this is an interesting thing. This is one of those things that have changed in the laws over time as we've started to think of other things. For the first 6 years of this, only social equity applicants can apply. And that means that applicants must live in disadvantaged areas, have prior marijuana convictions, or meet low-income requirements. And there's three different licenses that will be available. One is a hospitality license where customers can consume cannabis inside. There's hospitality and sales license, which means owners can offer on-site consumption and sell small amounts of cannabis. And there's mobile hospitality, which is tour buses. And, you know, these things have a checkered history in Denver. Most have been operating in a legal gray space for a long time, and hopefully this is going to help. I think it's going to be interesting to see what kinds of places people have thought of for hospitality for cannabis use. I think that's going to be really interesting. And finally, I found this also in Westward, Colorado Senators Michael Bennett and John Hickenlooper signed a letter trying to get Congress to allow marijuana business access to banking services. This is something that's been debated ever since the beginning of legalization.
Forever.
Yeah. Marijuana business, basically the deal is marijuana businesses pay federal taxes, but they can't take any deductions whatsoever. So they pay full federal taxes, which is a high amount. And this has been going on for years. They've just been trying to, you know, some small banks will give access. And so some businesses don't have to deal in cash, but other businesses are still dealing in cash
and
after all these years.
Dangerous, right? Wasn't that originally the debate about having that much money on premises?
You know, that's one of the problems. And You know, an annual marijuana impact report compiled by the Denver Department of Excise and Licenses, burglaries associated with commercial marijuana rose from 122 in 2019 to 175 in 2020. I think it's interesting, too, to remember that not that Michael Bennett, he's always been a supporter, but that this was signed in the Senate by John Hickenlooper, a man who, when he was governor of Colorado, was not very supportive of the industry when it got started. So it's good to see, really good to see, and I'm glad he did it.
He's part of the wave of changing opinions on cannabis here.
I guess so. I guess so.
So it seems. Well, thank you, Leland. As always, we appreciate you coming in and keeping us in the know.
Always good to be here.
And for KGNU, I'm Hannah Lee Myers.